What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we are going to go back to those phones right now. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Peter, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello? I can hear you now.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to talk a little bit about the weaponization of the intelligence community and how clearly that was done at least under Obama and Clinton, maybe before. But it looks to me, Mike, like they're really running things, that they are the arbiters. They can release and leak things on anybody. They can gin up false dossiers and documents. They can murder people like Seth Rich. Whether or not it was the Clintons, and I think it probably was the Clintons and Obama that did this more than anybody anyways, getting them into the electoral process, they were subverted, and not just the DOJ and not just the FBI, but also the CIA and the NSA, the State Department. And since they jumped off their reservations, all of them, by going along with this, they simply cannot be they're institutionally, they have to be aligned against Trump and any public knowledge of what they've done. Because if it becomes public knowledge and there's proof there, Congress will have to do something about it. And it puts their very existence at risk, you know?
Well, that is really the issue there, and I'm not expecting Congress to do anything. I mean, Congress has basically been abandoning its responsibilities under the Constitution. They've abandoned their authority to decide when and where we go to war. And they're all just about making money and getting reelected. The entire government has become dysfunctional. And I was sharing with Claire just this morning, never in my lifetime have I seen this government so much at war with itself. And the optics are obviously bad to anybody paying attention. Now, within any government history, there's always going to be intrigues and plots and back and forth. But it is always imperative that a calm, serene front be presented to the ruled people so that they think everything is working the way it should be, and they will relax and go back to their farms and fields and factories and pay taxes and pump out future workers and soldiers. But we have a government right now which everybody looking at it says there's something that's gone really wrong. And now with this new call to violence in the streets by the Democrats, that's very unsettling.
Well, Mike, you know, Congress themselves, I mean, they've been suborned by this surveillance state. I mean, you know, if there's 5 or 10 clean people out of 535, maybe their kids aren't, or their wives aren't, or their parents aren't. There's some way to get to them, you know?
Yes.
And it's, you know, it seems pretty. The only time that, by the way, that Trump ever gets a consensus of approval is when he bombs the bejesus out of Syria. Then everybody approves all at once.
Yes.
All the people, all the organs of the media, everybody, both sides of the aisle get up and applaud. Other than that, he's under constant attack from somebody. But I wanted to also jump to one more thing, if I could. I saw on RBN today that Russia, and I think it was alluded to earlier in one of the calls, about Russia needing people to work 43 million acres of unused farmland and taking in the Boers, the white farmers from South Africa who 70,000 of them have been murdered in the last 20 years, 70,000 that are truly people who need you know, a safe haven. They're truly somebody who need to have to be refugees. They really are. If they could be completely wiped out at any time. The government has come out about taking their land and lynching them. Government members say that. But so so it's amazing to me how there can be all these people who were taking in all the people from North Africa and Syria and the Maghreb and all the people from South America. But here we have people who speak English, who are co-religionists with the majority, you know, Christian religion, that are hardworking people, can actually contribute to society and educated. Nobody even talks about it. We should be asking them in here. Instead of getting
that defeats George Soros' purpose. Because the globalists, the reason they're pushing all this migration from the Middle East and Africa into Europe and the United States is to blend all the races together and bringing more white people to an already white Europe or an already white America doesn't serve that globalist purpose. And that's why nobody's talking about them. Now, Russia, of course, is the largest country on Earth. Putin wants to start developing some of the areas which are still relatively undeveloped, and that's why they've come up with this program. He's basically brought back homesteading, where people who will go on out to these wilderness areas and settle them, colonize them, build communities, will just be given the land for free.
Yeah, it's a great idea, but you're absolutely right. But the contrast is stark. People where there really is a humanitarian crisis, when there really isn't just taking in the people who can't make it somewhere else. As a matter of fact, they're the only people who really know how to do anything in South Africa. It was taking people who really know how to do something, who are hardworking, educated, speak English, and because of their race, they're being ignored, and they're not. Nobody. Australia has talked about bringing them in, but that's about it. It isn't even talked about here. It's just the contrast is hugely apparent.
So. Yes, it really is. But again, when you think about what the real purpose of the migration into Europe and the U.S. is really all about, you understand why white English-speaking skilled people from South Africa don't fit in with that plan. And you're right. South Africa is about to go through the same thing Zimbabwe did, because Zimbabwe basically confiscated the white farmers' land. White farmers, white everything, left Zimbabwe, and there went the skill set. And these Zimbabweans who were given these farms didn't know how to work them, because contrary to what you may see on TV and movies, farming is actually hard work, and it requires a fairly extensive knowledge base. And they just drove Zimbabwe off the edge of a cliff to the point where they were walking around with paper notes in their pockets that said $100 trillion. And after the Zimbabwe economy collapsed, they've come out with a new currency. But it shows just how out of control it can get. And South Africa is about to repeat that same thing. They've fallen into this idea that you can vote yourself free stuff from the government. But that only works until the government runs out of other people's money.
And Mike, look at who are in disfavor with these people, like the Palestinians and the Gazans, complete disfavor. They're not talked about. Nobody comes to their defense at all. The South Africans, you know, but yet open borders and you know, come one, come all is great for everybody except Israel, and it's great for every refugee except the South Africans and Palestine and Gaza.
Yes,
it's amazing how they're the only people that are outside looking in.
Yeah, it is amazing. And I'll give you another little hypocrisy. This is in response to Kavanaugh's nomination. The very same liberal Democrats who have been selling open borders and screaming about the children being separated, you know, it's for the children, we've got to care for the children, and now they're turning around and saying, we demand our right to kill our own babies.
It's just unbelievable. One more thing, Mike. I'm wondering if it's not a good thing that Hillary's coming back in. Hillary still controls probably most of the organs of the DNC, and as long as she is the front runner, and of course, you know, murdering any other candidacy in its cradle, which she will do, nothing else will, the Democrats will be stuck with her and stuck with all the stuff she has, and with luck, you know, she'll keel over from one of her many maladies, and they'll be stuck with nobody in no time. And it might be a good thing.
Well, there's a lot of the current Democratic leadership wish she would just go away. But, you know, she's got the goods on pretty much everybody in Washington, D.C., everybody who ever dipped into that Clinton Foundation, or anybody who was ever involved in any of the dead people, or the selling of weapons to terrorists or any of that stuff. They're all caught. You know, she'll out them. Back in 2016, she made it very clear that if she was brought down, she was going to take the entire government with her. And people are believing that. But there's a lot of Democrat leaders wish that she would just kind of retire and fade away, you know, with Bill or without Bill, and clear the decks for a new generation of Democratic leadership. And I still like Tulsi Gabbard. Don't agree with everything that she says, but then I hardly ever do. But so far, I mean, I really like her. If she were to run.
Yeah. I like her too. I don't know how she stands on the Second Amendment and some of the things that I, but
she's a little weak on the Second Amendment. That's an area where we don't agree. But if the Democrats are looking for new blood, and they ought to be, Tulsi would be a good place to start.
Mike, also, I sent or I read that there was an article about how we're relying more and more on airdrops in Afghanistan to supply our.
Yes, I got that article. I was going to get to it.
Yeah, and I want to tell you, when I was over there, and KBR had all the, as the HR person, KBR had all the trucking contracts for all of Afghanistan and all the allied and U.S. forces. They were literally paying off, as this article, you know, alludes to. They were paying off the Taliban in order to use the roads. Otherwise, we couldn't do it. There's no way we can operate without those roads. And so where they're saying the military's paying off, no, the military is kind of doing it at arm's length, at arm's removal, and letting the contractors do that for them. But just to bring that up.
Okay, well, Peter, thanks. You've given us a lot to think about. I need to let you go here. We got another caller waiting patiently. We're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates rejoining the network. Back to the phones, and Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I think the only way Tulsi can win is she makes you vice president.
Wow, I'm getting a lot of offers to be vice president all of a sudden.
Listen, yeah, Mike, I'm calling you because I have a quick comment. I want to change the subject a little bit. I have a feeling that the CIA conducted, again, the Operation Mockingbird and have taken over the Internet. Why? Okay, I'm going to give you just one example of many. JFK. I keep listening different people saying that Carlos Marcello paid Joe Kennedy $1 million, put Johnson on the ticket. I hear Alex Jones saying that Johnson had a dossier on JFK's sex life. That's why he wanted to become vice president. And I also heard in another interview that Joe Kennedy, I forgot it. But anyway, that's what I've been hearing. So, you know, I've been hearing so many different things on the JFK situation. What do you think?
Yeah, well, Johnson got that dossier on John F. Kennedy's sex life from Herbert Hoover. Who kept files on everybody in government. And when Herbert Hoover was in charge of the FBI, he really thought he was running the show. He used to call his office the seat of the government. So, yeah, these intelligence agencies have been playing these games all along. CIA is still doing Operation Mockingbird. They never stopped. At the end of World War II, when CIA was being formed out of the remains of the original OSS, even Harry Truman said, this is dangerous. I understand we need to have a spy agency, but we need to recognize the potential danger to our own country, you know, from all these secret police. And now we have, 17 intelligence agencies? Who needs that many?
Right. But what about the one that I mentioned that Marcello paid $1 million to get Johnson on the ticket? Is that true or is that false?
I've heard that. I don't know whether it's true or not. This is going back a very, very long way. I mean, you know, I was a grade school kid when this that was all going down. And I'm kind of focused on what's happening here today.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm trying to say that you get so many different versions. You get confused of what's going on in the internet media. You're supposed to get the truth. You get so many different
versions. Well, you're going to have to find the truth for yourself. That's the reality. You will never get the truth on the corporate media. What you're going to get on the internet and independent media are a lot of differing opinions. And you have to learn how to trust your own analytical instincts to say, this makes sense, this does not make sense. And just trust your own instincts. And
well, Mike, I trust you with my life, and I know you always tell the truth. Anyway, thank you, Mike. Take care.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate it. But, you know, even every once in a while, I could make a mistake. So, you know, just be on the alert. Sometimes I goof. Sometimes I'm fed bad information by people who want to either kookify the show or discredit us. And we have to be vigilant all the time. All right. Well, Tony, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the news here, back to the war zones, rather, Russian officers, Russian military servicemen, are now delivering humanitarian aid to Syria's southernmost inhabited community of Al-Mutaba, which has joined the reconciliation process in the Daraa province. And apparently they sent in 4 tons of food, 15 tons of water, and it was being distributed, and they're being taken care of. And the Russians are doing this because Israel is still out there screaming about the Iranians, the Iranians, the Iranians. And that could be an ugly situation. Because over at the Times of Israel, they ran a story that said, basically, the deputy commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guards boasted that the Islamic army in Syria in the Golan Heights were awaiting orders to eradicate the evil regime of Israel. And he also said that the Tehran-backed Hezbollah terror group had 100,000 missiles aimed at Israel. Now, little caveat here. This is the Times of Israel. And the story is based on a translation provided by the Middle East Media Research Institute, otherwise known as MEMRI. But MEMRI is a known propaganda front for Israel, and they always mistranslate anything appearing in the Middle Eastern media to make Israel look good and make the other countries look bad. Remember the claim that Ahmadinejad wanted to wipe Israel off the map? That came from MEMRI. And when people went back to the original source video, people who could actually speak the language, and they said, that's not what he said. It's not even close to what he said. So, again, that's MEMRI, M-E-M-R-I. If you see anything coming out of them, it is total bovine excrement. Now, getting back to the caller who was talking about Afghanistan, maybe it's an issue of the roads, maybe not. But apparently there has been a massive spike in these airdrops, something like 10 times the tonnage of last year. And it's supplies supposedly to sustain operations against the Taliban. So that war is still ongoing and mired. And they're fighting in the eastern part of Afghanistan, which is the roughest terrain. So I can understand why, even though it's more expensive, they're using airdrops instead of trucks. Of course, it's not like they're spending their own money. It doesn't really work that way. But again, these wars are not going well from the point of view of the United States. They're all very expensive. Americans are being killed and crippled. And when the U.S. runs out of money, the party is over. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Turning now to Israel. Israel has announced a new Gaza crackdown, and they've imposed new, stricter limits on fishing off the coast. New sanctions on Gaza, and the crackdown includes the closing of Gaza's one commercial crossing at Kerem Shalom for an indefinite period of time. It's a starvation blockade. Now, the Israeli military issued its own separate statement saying that Kerem Shalom would remain open to a limited amount of humanitarian aid during the closure. It's more pressure. They want to provoke a response here. So the Gazans are out there. They're standing firm. They're amazing courage these people have. They're dealing with a devastated healthcare system. They're dealing with 147 deaths, I think, so far. By the way, something surfaced rather interestingly. The very first Palestinian who was killed by an IDF sniper down there by that fence in Gaza wasn't even a protester. He was just walking by. Completely innocent person, not a threat to Israel, not even a protester. They gunned him down. Now, as you know, the latest Freedom Flotilla is on its way, trying to get to Gaza. They won't. We know they won't. but it will make a big splash in the world media. Apparently the second humanitarian flotilla left earlier today for the Gaza Strip. Now, Israel's Navy has seized a Palestinian boat that tried to depart from a Gaza port. And a total of 11 Palestinians were taking part in the second humanitarian flotilla. Some of them were injured earlier during clashes with the Israeli army. And they're out there saying Gaza is proving to the whole world it does not accept submission despite the continuous blockade. Anyway, Israel's latest technique on Gaza is to spray their agricultural fields with massive amounts of herbicides. Now, in the right dosage, herbicides are supposed to kill just the weeds, but Israel is basically poisoning the crops in the name of security. We can't have all these plants here. We can't see. And the world stands silent. Ethiopia and Eritrea have been at war for 20 years. With all the wars going on, frankly, I hadn't noticed. But the good news is they called it quit. The war is over. And the leaders of both countries hugged in a public ceremony, saying the war is now over. After 20 years, I wonder if anybody remembers why it started. Over in the Koreas, South Korea has now suspended their nationwide civilian defense drills in a show of solidarity that they believe the North Korea talks are going to work. Now, Trump is still out there saying that he's confident North Korea will honor the contract that he and Kim Jong-un signed at the summit, that they will denuclearize. While suggesting that China was exerting pressure on North Korea to not go along. So what's going on here is they're starting to realize there is a distinct possibility this deal is not going to work out, and they're setting China up to take the blame. You know, Donald Trump did the right thing. Those gosh darn Chinese, they came on it. They spoiled this for everybody. And as I mentioned earlier, there is a bit of an impasse. Because North Korea has stated right out, they're expecting concessions for disarmament. They want to actually receive something in return for coming to the table. They surrender this weapon system, sanctions are relaxed a little bit. They surrender that, sanctions are relaxed a little bit more. Which sounds like a fair and reasonable way to de-escalate the situation. But Pompeo is still out there pushing the idea that North Korea has to completely denuclearize, and only then will the sanctions be lifted. Pompeo doesn't understand the Asian concept of face. Or maybe he does. Pompeo didn't want this deal to work out anyway. And maybe this is his way of making sure that it won't. So, a while back, actually back in April 2016, there were these North Korean waitresses who defected to South Korea. Actually, they defected to China. And, well, they came to South Korea 2 days after that. And it was a big media event. These girls were out there. Oh, look at these poor, suffering girls. They hated life in North Korea so much. They risked life and limb to get here. Well, it's turned out that the women have now have been able to tell their stories, and they're saying they didn't want to come to South Korea, and it appears that they were literally brought to the South against their will by South Korea's intelligence agency to be used for propaganda. So always be careful when somebody says, we have a defector that is telling you how bad things are in the next country that we want to invade. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So there's an article that came out of Kyoto News about how China is making serious preparations for a hot war with the United States. And according to Kyoto News, they found an internal document that somehow reached them from China, and it outlines how China has an opportunity to outrun the weakening supremacist state, which is an apt description here. And the document provides for an opportunity to settle the conflict and win the war with the U.S., and according to this document, risks of a military confrontation between the United States and China are expected to grow dramatically. And not only does Beijing intend to defend China itself, they want to challenge the U.S. domination at sea to win control over sea trade routes. Now, maybe this is true, but we have to look at this very, very carefully, because it's so easy to fake a document. Remember, it is essential to U.S. policy that it always appear the nations that we are going to war against deserve it, that they are some kind of a threat and a danger to us, even though they haven't actually attacked us. or they're living under an evil dictator that we must save the people from, or we want to bring democracy to them, or blah, 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 blah. And I'm seeing this as possibly the opening step in a propaganda war to demonize China, which we've already seen the indications of, to make it look like China is being the aggressor. China is getting ready for a hot war with the United States. Well, after what's been going on down in those islands in the South China Sea, it's not for a lack of provocation. Control over those sea routes is a very important issue for economics. And currently, the United States is able to project naval power across the Pacific right up to the coast of China. But were there to be a change to that, then all of a sudden the U.S. might find itself able to go no further than perhaps Japan. And those inner ocean routes would come under the control of China. Another story, this one out of warisboring.com. And it's talking about the U.S. Navy screaming about a submarine gap. And every time I hear about that, I flash back to the movie Dr. Strangelove. And at the very, very end where George C. Scott is out there saying, "We cannot allow a mineshaft gap." Very funny movie. If you haven't seen it, hunt it down. It was Kubrick's anti-nuclear war statement. Anyway, the issue is that the U.S. Navy says they have too few attack submarines. And the estimate is the Navy needs 66 nuclear-powered attack and guided missile submarines, according to a 2016 assessment by then-Navy Secretary Ray Mabus. But in the middle of, well, as of right now, the Navy possesses just 56 attack and guided missile boats, 10 short, SSNs and SSGNs, respectively. And the current force includes 13 Virginia-class vessels, 36 boats of the Los Angeles-class, 3 Seawolves, and 4 former Ohio-class ballistic missile submarines that have been converted into what are called the arsenal ships. This is where they took the Trident missiles out of those tubes, and they put in these launchers that can hold 7 Tomahawk missiles. That is a lot of firepower being carried by these boats. Here is where things are getting a bit dicey. The Los Angeles-class submarines are coming to the end of their useful life. That's 36 of the boats in the fleet. And the Ohios, even though the center section has been redone for the cruise missiles, the Ohios are getting very old as well. So where is all that money going that goes into the military budget? It's amazing. Now, one of our callers mentioned this yesterday, I think, but it bears repeating. Russia is getting ready to test the Kinzhal hypersonic aeroballistic missile on the Tupolev Tu-22M3 supersonic bomber. And this would be a formidable long-range strike weapon. And the Kinzhal missiles travel at Mach 10. And the bomber itself, of course, is supersonic. That's going to be very, very difficult to stop. All right, so let's talk about the economic news here, because Scott Minard is over at, well, Scott Minard's out there saying this is not a time to ignore risks and consequences of trade war. And he's saying this rally in stocks may be a last hurrah, because as the impacts of the trade war with China sink in, it is going to go down. Now, yesterday they had a great day on the Dow. Today, a little bit less so. But he's saying that this may be the peak. It may be going down from here. Now, a story that came on out of Investment Research Dynamics says the real data is showing the real economy hitting a wall. We know that what we get on corporate media and from government agencies are fairy tales. And the article saying that right now the only support for the propaganda narrative of a booming economy is the rising stock market. and that no doubt Trump has ordered the Working Group on Financial Markets, otherwise known as the Pledge Protection Team, to just keep pushing those stocks higher to a point where insiders can unload, and that will bring about the crash. We're seeing an increase in credit card debt. People are having to live on their credit cards because prices are going up and wages and salaries are going down. The home builder sector is in trouble to the point where over in Colorado, there's a credit union offering a 0% down payment mortgage. Those are signs of desperation. And again, look at the car commercials. If you had money right now, boy, is it a time to buy a car. They got great deals. Whether you want to buy it outright or just lease, the numbers are really, really good. When Claire and I were shopping for a replacement for our stolen Honda, we briefly considered leasing and then decided against it because of the uncertainty of the future economy. And that's why we went with just paying with cash, and we've got a car, and we own it outright, and it's a good little car, and we can relax. No bank is going to come and take it away from us. Now, looking at the stock market, and everybody says, oh, my goodness, it's up all over the world here. But there's this article that came out of Investment Watch blog basically saying that 100% of the global stock market gains track back to just 12 stocks. And those 12 stocks may themselves be in the middle of a bubble. Now, the story coming on out, we've argued about this back and forth. How many people are really out of work in this country? And I get a lot of emails saying, well, you can't include the retired and the children. But the Bureau of Labor Statistics says the workforce participation is about 62-63%, which is a far cry from the claim that we have only single-digit unemployment and there aren't enough people to work in the jobs. There are more jobs than people right now, which certainly isn't the case anywhere around here. But this article is saying that the reality is only 14% of the unemployed able to work U.S. adults are counted as unemployed. It's all creative bookkeeping. And even worse, if you look at the job growth numbers compared to the population growth, those people not in the labor force are increasing at a much faster rate than the general growth in the population. So it's all headed in the wrong direction. Now, a lot of people are talking about wealth inequality and how it could reach a point where, like the French, we just decide to get out the guillotines. And somebody has actually put out a plan that the rich should be taxed at 50% in order to basically throw the money back into the lower levels of our society to fix income inequality. They're talking about $500 a month to low-income earners in addition to whatever they're getting from their job. Well, it sounds good in theory, and I like the fact that they're not just giving handouts to the low-income earners. They're still encouraged to work. They're just being given a little bit more money to try and pay their bills. The problem with it, of course, is that the rich have already bought themselves the United States government. They will never, ever let it happen. They're money junkies. They're addicts. It doesn't matter how much they've got. They've got to have more. It's a disease. It is a sickness. It's probably the only one that Big Pharma doesn't have some kind of a pill for. And you look at people who own like multiple houses, mansions, you know, worth millions of dollars, and they're always out there trying to grab a little bit more. That is a major source of Earth's problems throughout all of history. That people who get money always want more. And there's a pathology there where the richer people become, the less interested they really are in genuinely helping people underneath them, unless it's for publicity's sake or a tax break here. But there's an interesting little statistic that came on out. Apparently, 70% of wealthy families lose their wealth by the second generation. Only 30% are able to basically keep the dynasty going. But for 70%, there'll be a generation that makes the money, and then the next generation, which grew up in luxury, will probably be frugal about it. By the time you reach the generation after that, they're going to spend like crazy. I was watching this one show. It's called Mysteries of the Museum, and it's a lot of fun. And they had this story about this rags-to-riches story where this person just generated incredible wealth in their lifetime. And after they passed away, his son basically spent it all in a matter of just a couple of years. Now, the European Union has decided to extend their sanctions on Russia yet again for another 6 months. And they're out there saying, we will show those Russians how dare they be aggressive. How dare they look good during the World Cup. But as we reported yesterday, people who've been to Russia are saying they're not seeing that the sanctions are really having that much of an effect. The Russian people still doing what the Russian people are doing. Over in Great Britain, the dust has yet to settle from the blow-up over Theresa May's Brexit sellout. And she is still standing firm, despite the resignations, despite the fury going on in the Tory party. And Theresa May is trying to find more support for her Brexit strategy, which isn't really a Brexit strategy. It's a giveaway to Europe. It's a Brexit in name only. Now, Boris Johnson has resigned and said he could not remain as foreign secretary because the plan agreed at Chequers would leave Britain with the status of a colony, as it would be forced to follow EU regulations it had no role in shaping. Now, them's fighting words, if you go back and remember the Declaration of Independence. Now, Steve Baker, who's one of the Brexit ministers who resigned, is slamming Theresa May and saying, the establishment doesn't want to leave the European Union. They're all co-opted by the globalist New World Order people, and they understand if Brexit goes through, it could break up the EU itself, and that would be a major setback for poor old George Soros and his dreams of a global government. So basically, in an interview with the BBC, were the Brexiteers being marginalized by the process, by the negotiation? And Baker said, yeah, they don't want to hear from us. It was just the Remainers and the EU people. They're still trying to figure out a way where they can get Britain back into the slavery of the European Central Bank and Brussels and somehow bamboozle the British people into thinking that they are free. Now, two more Tory party vice chairs are quitting over Theresa May's Brexit strategy. They're falling like flies. So basically, Theresa May is becoming a leader with no party, which is what happens to leaders who ignore the will of the people. So a few more Tories resign, it's going to start breaking up here. Now, obviously, the Remainers are congratulating Theresa May. Yes, you did a great job here, and we can call it a Brexit, but we're still getting what we want, which is, you know, connection to Europe and open borders and Schengen and the rest of it. But there are other opinions, and there is a growing cry for general elections. And there are calls for a no-confidence vote in Parliament. So she is in trouble. Now, she's trying to stand firm, but she has to know she's in serious trouble. Gerard Batten is out there saying Theresa May should resign. even Donald Trump got in on the action by saying that his upcoming meeting with Putin is going to be easier than his upcoming talks with Theresa May. Now, over in Hungary, where, as you know, they passed what's called the Stop Soros Law, they're looking around and seeing just how much influence he has. And they're saying he seems to have people everywhere who insist on flooding Europe with migrants from Africa and the Middle East. Soros seems to have people everywhere who want to hold Great Britain in the European Union. And it's all about the money. He's got oodles and oodles of money, and he's not afraid to use it. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Finland has hit a bit of a roadblock. They have been in trying to send back a lot of asylum seekers from Iraq who have failed to qualify as asylum seekers. And they hit a bit of a roadblock because they basically put them on an airplane, flew them back to Iraq, at which point Iraq put them on another airplane and sent them back to Helsinki, saying they didn't have the required travel documents. And Iraq is basically saying they will no longer accept rejected asylum seekers who do not willingly want to return to Iraq or who have committed a crime. And that's an issue that I think people need to be taking a look at when we talk about these asylum seekers and refugees being sent back home. Their countries may not want them. And that's going to be a very, very complicated issue. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Jim in Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. You might have an answer to this question because I don't know. When it comes to voting for a Supreme Court nominee, and I don't like this guy that's been nominated, suppose the Democrats weren't there, you know, they weren't on Capitol Hill. Don't you need a quorum in order to call for a vote?
Yes, you do.
Do you know how many that is?
For the Senate, I think it's somewhere like two-thirds.
Okay, so the Democrats, if they decided to stay home or just boycott Capitol Hill, then wouldn't that delay the nomination?
Yeah, it certainly would. But like I said earlier in the show, if the Democrats are thinking they can deny Trump a new Supreme Court justice between now and 2020, they're smoking opium.
Well, I agree with that because it's not going to happen. So, but I was just curious about that question, and I'm glad you answered it for me. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, you're welcome. And you do raise a good issue that the Democrats may just try and sit it on out. And, of course, they're only making themselves look worse in the eyes of ordinary Americans. And as I mentioned before, that may be Donald Trump's, or at least his campaign manager's, strategy, that they throw out Kavanaugh. They let the Democrats destroy themselves opposing his nomination. Then they put out Amy Barrett. So we'll see what happens. Getting on back to Europe and immigration issues, 72% of Germans are saying that immigration is being negligently handled. And they're saying that the country's immigration policies are too careless. This was a YouGov survey, and they surveyed 2,040 people. And again, if you look at the agenda from like Angela Merkel, it is open borders. They just want people coming in because that's what George Soros wants here. Over in Sweden, they're finally starting to realize just how out of control the immigration problem has gotten. And apparently in large cities, 44% of the children currently in the primary schools are from the refugee families. They don't speak Swedish as their first language. All right, we got to take a break here for our station identification, and we've got a caller waiting on the line when we come back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.